بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الحمد لله نستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه الصلاة والسلام. قال تعالى في قرآن مجيد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر. قال رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه الصلاة والسلام: الدال على خير كفاعله، الدال على الشر كفاعله. وكما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام: صدق الله وصدق الرسول، ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. Today, 19th of February 2010, in Masjid Al-Falah, I intend discussing about sports, games, amusements. Firstly, we praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for blessing us with Iman. We praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for blessing us with Islam. And we praise Allah jalla majdahu for making us for the ummah of Nabi Akram sallallahu ta'ala alayhi salatu wa sallam. Shariat is complete and easy, simple, perfect, and very easy to follow. The topic that I want to discuss is about sports and games, etc. However, before we bring the relative ahadith concerning this, few principles, if we understand, then we'll be able to know the role of sports, games. First of all, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, wal asr, that one translation, by time. Another translation, by the token of time. Another translation, by time that has gone by, meaning the time that has already passed. Another translation, by the time that is current. Another translation, by the time that is coming. Another explanation and translation, by time and its reality. Meaning that no one can deny time. Just as no one can deny death, no one can deny the existence of time, because we are living in it. So no one can say time does not exist. And that is why hadith of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is saying that do not swear time, I am time. Meaning that just as time exists, Allah Jalla Majdahu also exists. Now when we look at time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, by time, verily man is at a loss. So we'll have to analyze what is happening, what has happened and what is going by, and realize that we have to value time. Unfortunately, we Muslims across the floor, including me, that we do not value waqt, awqat, we do not value time. And Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has made a dua that, Ya Allah, that save me from poverty, save me from laziness, save me from cowardice. Now, Islam does not want any of us to be lazy, lackadaisical,
or we are just happy, complacent with issues. Islam wants us to be positive, and Islam wants us to value our most precious gift. That is the time that we are in. Because we have not valued time, that is why we are at a loss. And we take the time and we use it in futility, in vain activities. And we think, no, Shariat is allowing us to waste our time. So one is value of time. Secondly, that if you look at, there are two ideologies, concepts, philosophies running. One is Islamic and one is non-Islamic. And if you have to summarize the whole non-Islamic syndrome, then you will get two words coming out. And if we have to summarize Islamic syndrome activities, another two words are coming out. Now these two words, non-Islamic summary, is work, play. Work, play. If you ask a person without iman, he'll be either working or he's playing. He's working and amusing himself. He's working and working like a machine. That is why if you see the so-called industrial nations, I went to one country, they've got on the trains in the MRTs there, learn how to smile. Because there, the people have become like machines now. They're not smiling anymore. And as soon as he sits in the compartment, he's busy with his laptop. So far as he is concerned, purpose of life, object of life, object of everything is work, work. And that leads to materialism. That leads to greed, jealousy, hankering after the world. And anything and everything becomes permissible. So what is this working? Whether you're working in a shop or a factory, your own work, but day in and day out, before you sleep, and you thinking, you dreaming, you working. In Salat, you thinking about work. So the whole educational system, for example, in our country, secular educational system is corrupt. Why? Because it's designing man to become materialistically inclined. So work. And then what he does? He's working, after he comes from work, he's gone to gym. Come from work, he's gone playing cricket. Come from work, he's playing indoor soccer. Come from work, he's playing badminton. Come from work, he's playing some games. And either he's running or he's playing games, he's amusing himself. Come from work, he's gone dancing. Come from work, he's gone nightclub. Come from work, he's playing casino. So the design is this, that he's either working or playing. And we are not far from that too. Our life is also in that route. We working and we play. That is the non-Islamic ideology philosophy. But Islamic ideology philosophy, what it is? You pray and pay. Pray and pay. When you look at the life of a Muslim, what it is? Five times daily salah. No other religion has got so much of salah per day. Then you got all the extras coming in, the chars, the namaz, the wahabim, the tahajjud, all that is coming in. Making Quran tilawat, making zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then reading Durood Sharif, all the time praying, going to toilet praying, coming out of toilet praying, before eating praying, after eating praying. Everything is towards making prayer and pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Engagement all the time, praying, going towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then, after we are praying, then start paying. Paying what you mean? Give the zakat. Give out lillah. Give out sadaqah. Give sadaqah to fitr. Give the fidyah. Give kafara. Everything is now, keep paying. That is why, alhamdulillah, that we have got so many Islamic institutes and the world is worried about it. How these Muslims are funding these institutes? How these Muslims are funding them? Why? Because Allah Ta'ala has given us, we are praying, we are paying. Secondly, understand this concept. Thirdly, respected elders, we got this idea in our mind that you see these people who are sportsmen and sportswomen, and if they are Muslim, then they are ambassadors to Islam. They are ambassadors of Islam. Now you and I know that most of these, not all of them, most of them, they don't stand straight in the night. And they are drinking. And they're doing some very weird and funny things. And then there is another thing. Well, for this one, we can say something else too. One brother of mine told me that, Mufti Sahib, you know that soccer, right? I said, yeah. He said, you know, he's Muslim. I said, oh, he's Muslim, that one. I said, yeah. He said, no, he's deeply Muslim. So, after a while, I thought, now, you know, out of embarrassment, I must ask him, what is this, no, DP Muslim? Because my textbook doesn't have this DP Muslim classification. And because the classical textbooks that I study don't have this DP Muslim. So I asked him out of ignorance, what is this DP Muslim? You know, Daru Pita Muslim. This is the ambassador that we are making heroes of. And these are the ambassadors that we say, no, that is why we must respect them and love them and honor them and run after them and make them heroes. Respect the elders. Then there is another concept in our mind, that if a person wears a kurta, and if a person has a beard, and if a person has a turban, then he can never be a fasik or a fajir. Fasik, fajir, he's a sinner, he's a transgressor, he's an open sinner, he's an evil liver. That we got this in our mind, that as soon as a person has got a beard, a kurta, a turban, he stands in the front shop, this person is a saint of the time. He cannot be a fasik and a fajir. Our reply is something else. That you saw the photograph of Khomeini. He's got all those things that I've just mentioned. But he's a first class kafir. And have you seen the photograph of Ghulam Mirza Qadiani? Also, first class kafir. But they've got everything that we are talking about. Beard, they've got kurta, they've got bigger turbans, and they were standing in the front stuff. But it doesn't make a person away from sin. So far as you're concerned, if the sportsman looks like a Muslim, then he can never be a fasik and a fajir. Fourthly, that if you point towards the good, the Sharia, the Hadith is saying that when you point to the good, and you are like the doer of the good, and you point to the evil, you are like the doer of the evil. That is why the Tabligh Jamaat brothers encourage rightfully, and the Istima is coming, and we want all of you to go to the Istima and make effort to the Istima. Then why encourage people to the Salah? Why, when you go to the Salah, he'll get rewarded. And if you helping someone becoming an alim and you funding that, you will get reward. Satsa Idhariya. Because you pointing towards it. And if you got an advert out on your shop window that you buy some music and someone buys the music, then you are pointing to that evil, you will be involved in that evil. So understand these principles that we are speaking about. Then any function that has got certain activities taking place there, a Muslim is not supposed to go near there. For example, if you are going to an area and there are people walking half naked there, and you are going to that area, there is music there. You're going to that area, there is drugs there. You're going in that area, there is dancing going on there. You're going in that area, there is intermingling of sexes going on there. You're going in that area, there is photography and video going on there. Now if you look at the current spot situation, that there is no avenue, no venue where these things are taking place. And that if you have to look on TV, and you see these spots on TV, first of all, you are not allowed to look at the satr of another person. Then how can that spot become permissible? Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Hadrat Ali karamallahu wajhu, says, there is from Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the thigh is aura. That means the thigh is supposed to be covered. And unfortunately, what people do these days, they look at these Olympics, etc., where these females are fully naked, and they're jumping around, and the man is looking at it with his daughters and wives near him. How can that be permissible? That is minal iman and minal haya. That is haya. How can you and your children look at all these naked people dancing and jumping and we think we are getting sawab? And also when you look at these cricket, they are telling us that when they look at these matches, especially in these Western countries, they will look at that woman, also focus the camera on that woman, which is atrociously dressed, and then they will leave it there. So what do you think the man is doing? Rabdul Basar, you think he is lowering his gaze at that time? Because he also knows that what hadith he says, Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, first look is permissible. So he said, okay, the first look I'll look properly too. What is this? All pious, isn't it? South Africa is all pious. Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, let's see now of the hadith. Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said one hadith. Hadith is coming in Tirmidhi. Hadith is coming in Ibn Majah. How many hadith is coming in Ahmad, the Musnad of Ahmad? The hadith is coming in Ibn Khuzaimah. Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, every sport is useless besides three. Besides three, playing with the wife, number one. Secondly, the archery. And thirdly, horse riding. Now why these three, ulama ikram write that they are progressive in nature also. Horse riding, and towards the end of the time they are still going to be fighting with horses. Even now in Afghanistan, etc., the Mujahideen, etc., use horses. So to learn how to ride the horse is an excellent exercise. The hadith is saying that the person who breeds a horse for jihad, then he gets reward for the urine of that horse. He'll get reward for the stool of that horse. He'll get reward for that. That will be weighed actually, and he'll be rewarded. So everything to do with horse riding, cars, aeroplanes, helicopters, fighters, jets, a Muslim supposed to do that. Well, what Muslim is doing? Running after one ball. And what Muslim is doing? Kicking one ball. What Muslim is doing? Now, very expensive sport like golf. You get Mufti Sahab, you see on the website, alislam.co.za. Mufti Sahab, we have a golf tournament. Can we raise money for the masjid? Expensive. There is no fayda in that sport, golf. Besides only one thing. What it is? You know the golfer's cap. That is the only fayda in that sport. Why? Because when the lady is in the Arab, she can take a cloth and put it over the cap, and the cloth won't touch her face. It comes within the masla of not covering the face. The rest of it is an expensive sport, waste of time sport. So anything you do to waste time will be classified, not allowed. Then swimming. Who does not know that the value of swimming and the strength of swimming? Playing with the wife. Playing with the wife, the person is prepared to play with other people's wives in the sports field, but his own wife he is not prepared to play with. Respectfully, don't this? Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had a race with Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala. He beat him. And later on in life, he said, let's race again. So she had a race. And he beat her. He said, tilka bi tilka. He said, this is for that one. This is for that one. Because she beat him. And now she has picked up some weight, so he beat her. Now this was not done in public. So don't get an impression that you can run the command and you can run the two oceans and say this is permissible. This is absolutely running these formularies and all those naked women around you, how it can become permissible. And which Mufti is going to say that it's permissible? Nowadays they say, no, I run the comrades, and they are down in this Mufti Sahab, and they kept it down, we could make Juma too. You see, by making Juma while running the comrades, make the comrades permissible. In Kanzul Umal, there is one hadith, and this hadith has got one extra event also. Generally talking about running, horse racing, archery, and swimming. These four things which Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has mentioned, and that which we are supposed to be doing, we are not doing. So any sport, now there are three levels. For example, soccer, cricket, all what I am saying you is on my site, alislam.co.za, go there, type in, go to publication, look at sports and games and recreation, you'll find this whole, all what I'm saying is there. Now, but there it is, much more details. Why each 40 years is taken and specified and the ruling is given compared. All about chess, backgammon. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that do not play backgammon because this is a game of the foreigners. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said don't play chess because he who plays chess, a guy, has got his hands smeared in the blood of swine. So anything that is wasting time, energy, money, Shariat is saying don't waste your time. Value your time. Value your energy. Value yourself. Know you're an important person. See one point here. Israel, who does not know about Israel? What is Israel's soccer team today? What is Israel's football team today? What is Israel's rugby team today? What is Israel's cricket team today? They realize this is waste of time. Busy, what are they busy doing? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will hold us accountable. We are running after the sports activities and wasting our entire life behind these things. Those Israelis not playing all these sports, they're kicking, they're using our Muslim heads as football. And what they're doing to us, you know far more what they're doing to us. Are they wasting their time? They are a pack of fools. They are not wasting their time, they are busy developing weapons. Instead of us honoring the ulama, respecting the ulama, respecting the scientists, Muslim scientists, respecting the doctors, respecting those who are the trustees of the massages and the buildings, there we are not respecting those people. But useless people who are playing sports have become heroes of us and heroes of our children. What is going to happen to our children's children? You ask a typical Muslim, yes, you say, why you don't join the Tabligh Jamaat? Why you don't help the mutawallis of the masjid? Why you don't go for the burial committee, help them, you require the youth? Why you don't do some social activity? Why you don't do some welfare activity? No, you are preparing for jihad. What are you doing? You are playing soccer, playing cricket, playing this, playing that. And half of them are on the operating table after 20 years. He is going this way and the person is looking that side and walking that side. And especially elders, he understands something. We are valuable people. Muslims are valuable. I'll explain these three things quickly. I don't want to know, also worry that all the watches I adjusted here to see one level of playing soccer, cricket is that you play. Like for example, you play in madrasa, you play in school. That level is permissible. But as soon as you take it to the second level, that you start competing, and you say, you know, this school versus that school, that madrasa versus that madrasa, that darulu versus that darulu. This level, you are going into danger. And professional level, that is in no way permissible in Islam. It is waste of time, energy, and everything is involved there. May Allah Ta'ala grant us the ability to understand the simple deeds. Don't make it difficult. Don't watch the Bhagat. Wa akhra da'wan alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Mm-hmm.